Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Daf is Daf 97, Daf Sadi Zayin. We left off at the Mishnah on Sadi Vav Amabed 96b, towards the middle of the page, right at the beginning of this new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins by talking about if we consider avadim, if we consider slaves like karka, like property, or like metaltele, or like movable properties. And the difference we'll see, but the difference in general could be the karka ina nigzelet, property. It cannot be considered nigzelet, cannot be considered stolen, whereas movable properties can. So what is it considered like? So the Mishnah begins, Gazal be'ema v'iskino. We saw this Mishnah earlier. If somebody stole an animal and it got old, avadim v'iskino, or slaves and they got old, mishalem kishad gzela, he pays what the value was at the time of stealing. Rabbi Meir says, ba'avadim, by slaves, omer lo harish al chalaf anecha, you can say, here is what's yours in front of you. Gazal matbea v'nisdak. Somebody stole a coin and it cracked. Perot v'yirkivu, or fruits and they went bad. Yain v'yichmitz, wine and it went bad. Mishalem kishat gezela, he pays the value of what it was at the time of stealing. Matbea v'nifsal, if he stole a coin and it no longer is usable. Truma v'nitmet, truma and became tamed. Chametz v'avar lava pesach, he stole chametz and pesach passed over. Behema v'nitabda ba avera, or an animal, and there was a isur, there was a prohibition that was done with the animal. Like, right, exactly, it was, or it was worship, let's say, for example. O shenim salam al gavya mizbeach, or it became pasul from being consecrated onto the, from being sacrificed on the mizbeach. How could an animal become pasul from being sacrificed on the mizbeach? So Rashi says, bemum she'en nikar. A blemish that wasn't recognized, like betukin shvayin, right? And then osha itay yotzali sakelo. Let's say the animal was being taken out to be put to death, to be stoned. You can, all of these cases, the man can say omer lo harish shel chalef anecha. You can say this is your animal in front of you and give it back like that. So the Gemara begins. Amar papa lo hiskina hiskina mamash. When it said the animal got old, it's not saying that it actually got old. El afilu kachasha. Even if it just weakened. The Gemara says, "Veha anan hiskina tanan." The Mishnah said it got old. How can you replace that word? So, kachasha kigon hiskina. It got weakened like getting old. The lo hadar bari, it does not go back to its original status of its healthy state. So, Amar leimor kashisha breider of chisada Ravashi says to Ravashi, "Hachi kamri mishum mishmeder Rabbi Yochanan." They said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, "Afilu ganav talem nasa ayil." Even if he stole a lamb and it became a ram, egel v'nasa shor, or a calf and it became an ox, nasa shinui b'yado uknao, the change happened in his hands and he acquired it. Tavach u'machar, if he slaughtered or sold it, shelo u'mocher, he is slaughtering his own and selling his own. What do you see? We don't say it's kishat gezila like the Mishnah said. Otherwise, so amar le lava menalach lo techalif gavre. Didn't I tell you don't swap the people in there in whose name it was? This was in the name of Rabbi Ila, not in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, what you're saying. So therefore, it's a completely different opinion altogether. Then we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Omer Bavadim, Omer La Reish Al-Fahad Fanecha. With slaves, you say, this is yours in front of you. So Amar Al-Khanina Bar Avdim Yamarab, Halacha Rabbi Meir, the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara said, interesting. Halacha is like Rabbi Meir against the Rabbanan. So Rav Shavik Rabbanan, Vavik Rabbi Meir, Rav leaves the Rabbanan and goes and holds like Rabbi Meir. So Amrei Mishum de Baraita Ibchatanya. No, it's because the Baraita was flipped around and that's how it was taught. The Rav Shavik Matnitin Vavik Baraita? What? Rav leaves the Mishnah and he goes and he's posek like the Baraita? Rav Matnitin Nami Ibchatanya. No, Rav also, the Mishnah was flipped around for him and that's how it was taught. So Umay Tameh de Rav, Da Apich Matnitin Kameh de Baraita. Why, according to Rav, did he flip the Mishnah before the Baraita? Oh, Adarabad, Nepuch le Baraita, Mikameh Matnitin. You should flip the Baraita instead of the Mishnah. So Amri, Rav Nami Matnitin Ibchat Atnuya. For him also, it was that's how it was learned. It was learned that the Mishnah was flipped around. V'ibayit Eman, if you want to give a different answer, Ki lo apich, when do we say you don't flip around the Mishnah instead of the Baraita? Chada Mikameh Chada, when it's one Mishnah and one Baraita. But if it's one Mishnah and two Baraitot, then you would swap the Mishnah. The Tanya is a Baraita says, "Hamachalif para v'chamor v'yaleda." If somebody swaps a cow with a donkey and the cow gives birth, v'chena mocher shivchato v'yaleda. Somebody sells his shivcha and gives birth. Ze omer b'yishuti yaleda v'halla shotek zachaba. If this one says she gave birth in my jurisdiction and the other one stays quiet, he is zocheh. Zeomer and Niodev, Zeomer and Niodev. Both of them say, we don't know. Yachaloku, they sell it and they split the worth. Zeomer Bishutiv, Zeomer Bishutiv. Each one says it was in my possession. Yishava HaMocher Shebishutei Yaleda. The one who sold it should swear that it was in his possession, that it was given birth. Shekol HaNishba'in ShebaTorah Nishba'in V'lo Mishalmin Divrei Rabbi Meir. Because all of the swearers in the Torah, they swear and they don't pay according to Rabbi Meir. Whereas Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Ein Nishba'in Lo Al Avadim V'lo Al Karkaot. You don't swear not for slaves and not for Karka. So what do you see over here? What is he saying? We said Allah has like Rabbi Meir. Over here, it sounds like it's not Rabbi Meir saying that that a slave is like karka. It sounds like the Rabbanan is saying like a slave is like karka. So the Gemara says, "Hi, halacha ke Rabbi Meir, halacha ke Rabbanan mi ba'ele." Instead of saying the halacha like Rabbi Meir, you should have said halacha like Rabbanan. So achi kamar, this is what he meant. Lemaid afchitu v'tanitu halacha ke Rabbi Meir. That which was flipped and taught, that's why we said halacha like Rabbi Meir, meaning it was flipped around the opinions, and that's why we were saying halacha like Rabbi Meir. So flipping the amud, umi amar Rav Avda Rav Avda kemekarkai. Does the Rav really say that that slaves are like karka? V'hamar Rav Daniel bar Katina amar Rav hatokef be'avdo shel chaverov. Somebody grabs a slave of his friend, v'asavo melacha, and he did work with the slave. He made the slave do work. Patur, is exempt. If you think that a slave is like property, am I patur? Why is he exempt? Birshuta de marekae. He is in the possession. He is in the jurisdiction of the master. So hachamama eskin. What are we dealing with here? Shelo bishad melacha. It's not the time of work. He's not given any work by his master at the time, and his friend came and took him to do his work. How do we know? Ki had shalach li Rabbi Abba the Mari Bar Mor. He sent Rabbi Abba. To Rabbi Abba sent to Mari Bar Mor, by my name Rav Huna, ask question from Rav Huna. Hadar bechatzer chatzar chaverot shelo bidaato tzerich la'alod la'sachar or ain't tzerich la'alod la'sachar. If somebody is living in the courtyard of his friend without his consent, does he have to pay him or he doesn't have to pay him? So ushlacho and he sent back ushlachole ain't not tzerich la'alod la'sachar. You don't have to pay him. So that's the raya. That's the proof that he was trying to bring that if he's not. If it's not being used, you don't have to pay him for it. He's not liable for it. So it would be the same thing over here. So the Gemara says, "Achi Ashta." Is that even similar? Bishlo Mahatam makes sense over there. Bein leman damar betam yatvad yativ nichale. Whether you say according to the opinion who says that you want to have somebody in a home always that you own to always make sure to maintain it, that's good. Bein leman damar ushayya yukat shaar nichale, or whether you want to say according to this pasuk in Yeshayahu, that there's a demon that stays in a house when there's and his name is She'iyah, who stays in the home when nobody's there. So you don't want to keep the home empty. That also makes sense. Ela hacha minicha le'dinichosh avdei. But according to our case, would any master be okay that you just come and take his slave, even though he's not putting him to work right now? Imagine you have a slave, and you don't have any work for him to do right now. And somebody comes and just takes him to do his work for free. Yeah, you can't do that. You're diminishing him. So the Gemara says, no. Amri hachinami. No, even him, he's okay with it because he doesn't want his slave to be batel. He doesn't want his slave to be doing no work and then diminishing it on its own. Right? So Rashi says, so he doesn't learn to be sitting there and doing nothing. He should always be considered doing productive things to keep himself busy. Rav Yosef Bar Chama, in the home of Rav Yosef Bar Chama, habu takif avdei de inashe de masik beuzusei ve'avdei bu melacha. There were people who come and grab slaves because people were owed money, and they would do work with these slaves. So Amar Le Rabba Bere, his son said, "My tam avid morachi." So why he's asking his father? He said, "Why are you doing this? I mean, why is this being done?" They were taking slaves from people that owed them money. So why was he doing this? The son asked. So Amar Le Damar Av Nachman Avda Nehum Kerese Lo Shave. He says because it's not like the slave pays for his own lunch. The owner is paying for his lunch. It's not worth it for the owner to keep him home and pay for his lunch. I'm taking him off his hands. I'm taking away the payment that he has to give to the slave. So he says, Amar lei ema de amar nachman kigon de aru avdei de meraket beikube. Okay, let's say that you can do that with, let's say, Aru, the slave, his slave of Rav Nachman, he would dance in the streets to make money because he was so in need. Kulu avdei me'aved avdei, but Do all types of slaves do that? Do all types of slaves have to dance in the street to make money? So Amar Le Anak Rav Daniel Svir Le Ayod, like Rav Daniel over here. So he says, that Amar Rav Daniel Barav Katina Amar Rav Hatokef Avdo Shel Chavero VeAsavu Menacha Patur. If somebody is grabs his friend's slave and did work with his friend's slave, he'd be exempt. Alma Nicha Le Delis Tereav. There you see that he's okay with it because he doesn't want his slave to become batel. So Amar Le Hanimile. That's only Hechad Delom Masik Beuzuzay. That's only if he doesn't owe money. So more Kivan the Masik Beuzuzay. Machazeb Rebit. But since there's money owed over here, it looks like maybe it's Rebit. Maybe it's interest. It could be a potential Avak Rebit over here. Why? Why is that the case? So what's going on here? So he's owed money, right? Then he comes and says, you know what? I'm owed money from this guy. Let me go and take his slave and use his slave. And then he'll pay me back afterwards. So I not only got the payment back from the thing, I also got to use his slave. So it looks like potential rebit. And we're going to get into the halakha over here. It's very interesting halakhot that pertain to interest. It could be even in situations where that's not necessarily your intention, but you're taking more than what the actual loan was. That could be a avak rebit. The Amar of Yosef Bar Minyomi, Amar of Nachman, even though we said if somebody is living in the courtyard of a friend without his consent, you don't have to pay him. But if he loaned to you and you're living in his courtyard, you do have to pay him. Why? Because it would be considered like interest. Because you're taking advantage of his courtyard because he pays you. And after he's going to pay you back. So it's kind of like you're taking an interest. So Amar Lei. He's like, yeah, you're right. You know what? I retract on what I said. So he retracted on his opinion. That's how he answered. Itmar, we learn the following. Somebody steals a boat of his friend. He did work with it. If he wants, he can take the benefit, the schar, the reward, or he can take the profits, or he can take the depreciation, the value. Let's say, for example, he hit something or something got damaged. He can take what the depreciation value is from the guy. No, he can only take the depreciation. So Amar Papa lo pligi, and they're not arguing. It depends if it was done, if it was made for renting or not. If it was done in order to rent, right? Rashi says, on top of the depreciation, you would also have to pay. If it was for renting, the guy took it to go and rent it, you would have to pay the value of the schar that he made also. Whereas if it wasn't for renting, then no, you'd only take, the man would only take the appreciation. So if you want to give another answer, in both cases we're talking about where he took the boat in order to rent. Meaning it's made for renting, but one side could be that he's taking it, one opinion is that he's taking it in mind to go and rent. The other opinion could be, no, he's not taking it to go and rent, he's taking it to steal. So if he's taking it to go and rent, you pay also from the profits. But where if he's taking it just to steal, then you would only pay the depreciation of it. Then we said in the Mishnah, Gazal matbea v'nistak, if he stole a coin and it cracked. So Amar Avunan, nistak mamash. When it says it cracked, it really cracked. Nifsal pesalatu malchut. And when it says it's no longer usable, that means the malchut made it pasul. You know, like when they discontinue a type of currency. Rav Yudah says, pesalatu malchut nami hainu nistak. Making it pasul is like being cracked. Ela hechidame nifsal. So what does it mean, pasul, nifsal? She pesalatu medina zo yotav medina acher. No, what he means is that it's no longer usable in this medina, but you're able to use it in a different medina. So Amar Le Rav Chista Rav Huna, the didach the Amar Nifsal Pesalatu Malchut. According to you, that you said that Nifsal means the Malchut made a pasul. Hare perot veirkivu, fruits that went bad. Yain veechmitz, wine that went bad. Dechi Pesalatu Malchut dame. It's like the Malchut made it pasul. It's similar to that. But Katane, what do we say? We still send Mishalam Kishat Gezera. So you pay what the value was at the time of stealing. Not like what we're saying here. So Amar Le Hatam Nishana Ta'amo Verecho. Over there, the taste and the smell went and changed. It became different. But by the case of the coin, no, it didn't change. There's no change in the taste or the smell or any physical essence of it. So Amar Le Rava, Rav Yudah, Ledidach, Amar Pesalatum Malchut, Nami Hainu Nistak, according to you, that says that the Malchut making the coin pasul is the same thing as being cracked. If Truma became Tameh, It's like the Malchut made it Pasul. But Katani, we said in the Mishnah, Omer la harish al chalafenecha, he can say that here is what's yours in front of you. Right? He doesn't say that it's like you pay at the time of stealing. So Amar le hatam lo min kar hezekah. Over there, you can't tell the damage. Shurmada became tameh. You can't tell physically. It's a spiritual damage that it's tameh. But you can't physically tell that there's something wrong with it. Whereas over here, hacha min kar hezekah, over here, by the case of, let's say, the coin, you can tell if, let's say, there's a crack in it, or it's not the same, it doesn't look the same. So therefore, that's why this case would be different. Rashi says, she'en tzura zot domeh letzura shel kol hayotzim achshav, or rather, the coin now, that is now discontinued, not necessarily cracked, but it's discontinued, it's not the same as every other coin. It's like sometimes you go to different countries, and you went to Israel, you had a shekel from a long time ago, it's no longer that shekel is not used anymore, they use different ones, they don't accept it anymore. So therefore, that's similar to the case over here, that it is recognized when there is a damage. Itmar, we learn the following: Hamalvet chavero ala matbea nifsala matbea. Somebody loans his friend on this coin, and now it became pasul. It's no longer usable. So Rav Amar, Rav says, flipping the amud, noten lo matbea heyotze b'ota sha'a. You pay him a coin that is still usable in that time. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no. Yachol lomar lo lech otziu b'meshan. He can go and tell him, no. If you go to this city, then you'll be able to use it. So I'm giving you the money that I borrowed. Sorry, that I lend it to you, and meaning this person gave him the money that he lent him. He can give it back, even in that same value, although in that city now it's no longer usable, but he can go to a different city and use it. So Amar Rav Nachman, Mistabra Milte de Shmuel de Idle Orchala Mezal Meshan. That's only if he has a way to go to that city, Meshan. Whereas Aval Ledle Orchav, he does not have a way to get there, lo, then it would not be. So Etive Ravala Rav Nachman, he has a contradiction. En Mechalin Alam Ma'ot She'inam Yosot. This is talking about Maser Sheni, that is brought up to Yerushalayim, or you redeem it on coins. You can redeem it on coins and bring that and buy food, fruits in Yerushalayim. So we don't mechalel on coins that are not usable. So Keitzad, how is that so? Hayulo ma'ot kozviot, Yerushalmiot. You had different types of coins that weren't so usable in this place. O shel melachim harishonim, or from the earlier first kings. In mechalelin, you don't redeem it on those coins. But if it was the later kings that are similar to the earlier kings, although it's still not used in this city, you have to use it in a different Medina, let's say, we say you are able to redeem it. So hold on, this is against what we're saying this whole time. We said if it's not usable here, you can't redeem it. Now we're saying you can. So I'm in the Hacham and my Askin, or what are we dealing with? We're talking about when the cities are not strict on one another, meaning they allow you to take it out and they're not so makbid, they're not so strict. So the Gemara says, "Ela, if that's the case, ki amar Shemuel kashemalchiyon makbidot zalzo." What was Shemuel talking about? That he said he's talking about a case where the kings or the kingdoms are strict on one another. They say you're not allowed to take it out in this city. Is that really what it's talking about? So hechi matzi mamtileu. Then how could he take it to the other city? Right? Rashi says, "Yachi ki itle orcha." Even if he has a way to get there, lemeshan hechi matzi mamtileu. How can he take it there? They're gonna check him everywhere he goes. They check him to make sure he's not carrying that coin anymore. So the Gemara says, "The mamtila idea dachak." He does it in a difficult way. The lo bachashe ve'imashkechei kapde. They don't check you, but if they find you have that currency, then they're very strict. So that's what he's talking about. Tashema, so come and listen. In machadalin al ma'ot shel kan ve'en bebavel, we don't redeem it on coins of here. Ma'aser sheni on coins of here, Yerushalayim, and the money and the owner is in Bavel. Or shel Bavel of Bavel ve'en kan, and the owner and the person and the coins are here. Shel Bavel ve'en bebavel, but if it was of Bavel and the coins and the owner are in Bavel, mechadalin, then we do redeem it. We still nevertheless taught in mechalalin al ma'ot shel kan ve'em bavel. You don't redeem it on coins over here in Yerushalayim, and they are the coins and the owners in Bavel. Even though at the end it's to go over there, so still, what do you see? Even though it's in order to be brought over there, still you don't do it. So what are we dealing with here? This case is talking about where the kingdoms are strict on one another, that they're going to check you to see if you have that currency, and if you do, they're not going to let you go. They're going to be very strict on you. and it's dangerous. So that's why over here we say that you don't redeem it on those coins, because they are strict on one another from one place to another. So the Gemara says, Yachi shel Bavel v'hen Bavel l'may chazu. So even in Bavel, if the owner and the coins are in Bavel also, what is it worth? Anyway, it has to be brought somewhere. It has to be brought to Yerushalayim, let's say. So it has to be brought to Yerushalayim. How can they bring it there if they're strict on one another? So chazu dezabin v'hu behema u'masik Yerushalayim. No, he can buy an animal with it and bring the animal to Yerushalayim. We established that the money would go out for this in Yerushalayim because of this. So Rashi says, why did you say earlier? Why did you say earlier that it cannot be a case of on Bavel, and really the owner and the money is here? Why not? So Amar Bizera, Lakashi, that's not difficult. The one case where we say you can use any place currency, that's when Yad Israel, when Israel is overpowering all the nations of the world, and they can bring money from one place to Yerushalayim. Whereas another case we're talking about where the nations of the world are overpowering on quote-unquote themselves, so it's a euphemism, we don't want to talk about ourselves, but really it's talking about ourselves, that they're overpowering on us, and so therefore it would not be that every place you're allowed to bring the currency, and that's why there are certain places we would be strict. Tanar Banan, the Braita says, Ezu Matvel Shel Yerushalayim, what is a coin of Yerushalayim? David Ushlomo is David and Shlomo Mitzad Echad on one side, Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Mitzad Acher and Yerushalayim on the other side. Matbea Veizu Matbea Shel Avram Avinu, right? Yerakodesh Mitzad Acher is on the other side. Veizu Matbea Shel Avram Avinu, what is the coin of Avram Avinu? Zakenu Zakena Mitzad Echad, the elder, the two elders, the man and the woman on one side. Who is that referring to?
Abraham and Sarah.
Ubachur betula mitzad acher, and the young boy and the virgin on the other side. Who is that referring to?
Yitzchak
and Rivka. It's referring to Yitzchak and Rivka. And just before we stop there, I mean, hold on a second. How is that allowed? How are you allowed to have images of a person on a coin? We know, and we learn Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that you're not allowed to have a surah of Adam, an image of a person, bolet, popping out, sticking out, because of a possible Avodah Zarah.
Here it says the words were written.
Oh, very good. It's not they say, it's Tosfot says. So, Ela kacha ya katuv mitzad echad, zakenu zakenau mitzad acher, bachur ubetula. It was written, this adult and this adult, this elder and this elder on one side, and this young one and this young one on the other side. And that's what Rashi and Tosfot both agree on, and that's how they answer that question. It's not their image, but the name. Okay, we'll stop there for today, and we'll do just one halakha. I mean, we discuss an interesting case of, if let's say somebody owes you money and you go and take his slave to use him, we said that's only, he's only okay with it when the person doesn't owe you money. But if he owes you money, it could be that it looks like it's a rebeat, like interest. Is that really the halakha? Is that really true? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamalveh chavero." Somebody lends to his friend, "Lo yaseh melacha be'avdo afilu batel." Don't go and use his slave to do work. "V'lo yidor b'chatzero chinam." Don't live in his courtyard for free. "Lo yiskur menu pachot." And he says, and he goes on and explains what if you do, and so on and so forth. But halakha is you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't take advantage of that and use his slave for free, or to live in his courtyard for free. If he owes you money, because when he pays you back, that's like considered interest. You took something extra on top of what it was. Okay, we'll stop there for today, and we'll do a 1-minute recap.